Yes, a very good afternoon to you.
Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjako Kameo Kulunkwanyoka and Lamangulukangino Meno. And this is our Monday to Friday edition. And welcome to Lecture Hall 1. I'm privileged again to be given this platform to talk, or to give suggestion, to give hypothesis on going forward on our rebuilding and reconstruction journey, and also understanding business and economic matters. And yeah, man, and just to invoke a conversation among ourselves, so we engage, so we correct, so we unlearn, so we relearn, and we build better. Now, I am going to engage, or I intend to engage those who want to study economics or they are studying economics, first year or second year. I want to engage the students. I want not really my experience as an economist or something like that, but my observation and also the things I wish I knew before I did economics or before perhaps I started my first year. And I will say this to all those studying economic or aspiring to study economics. If you intend to live in Namibia, I'm gonna say yes. That is a wild thing that you a wild choice you made. I will say this. When the people that I meet now, this is what I say, that economics is supposed to be studied as a second degree. And I'm not saying this to demoralize you or anything, no. I'll provide my rationale for it. Economics are supposed to be a second degree. You're supposed to add it to the degree that you have, or to the diploma that you have, or the certificate that you have. Why do I say that? Because economics enlightens. Economics widen your understanding of the economic matters. And it's supposed to be an applied something. You're supposed to apply it. You're supposed to include it. You're supposed to use it on top of what you already have. Because that's why they have economics for managers, or economic for whatever. That's why they have agricultural economics. That's why they have mineral economics. Because you're supposed to apply it. So if you are studying economics, before you fill your head with all these theories, because economics is full of theories and literatures and other empirical matters, you have to understand that what are you going to do with economics though? Because they never told us. Nobody told us. What are you going to do with economics? And does the Namibian economy need economists? Because one of the questions that I get is like, so as an economist, what do you do? And this is not only from people who didn't study or anything like that. No, this is like people, like literally educated people saying, so what do you do as an economist? So now you as a student, as you are starting your degree or certificate in economics, I want you to understand, what do you want to go do with economics? Do Namibia need economists? Where are you going to be as an economist? Beautiful people. Because we didn't know this, because we spend years, and I can tell you this, I spend years looking for a job as an economist. Because I myself also, I didn't know what am I going to do as an economist. And I want you to answer this question while you're in your first year. When you are studying your economics, where do they need what you are studying? I want you to understand, what does an economist do? I want you to understand that is the basic, because if you do not have such or get that basic, you are going to struggle to get a job. Because you're going to confine yourself to just being an economist. Look, it's key to understand what is an economist and what economics do. It's key to understand. And not only that, I want you to understand the Namibian economy. I want you to understand the Namibian economy. Because once you understand the structure of the Namibian economy and the type of services that are required, then you get to study economics better. Because if you just study economics with this narrow mind that I want to be an economist, then you are in for a surprise. If you get a job, you're going to be lucky. And I'm not saying your prospects are bad compared to mine. I'm meeting a couple of people who did economics and they couldn't find jobs. Even last week, I was speaking to one of my friends or a person that I met. And when I mentioned that I'm an economist, and he said, can I please link you up with my cousin? He did economics and she still can't find a job. And I truly understand and I resonate with them. And I'm saying this because I think we never understood what an economist can do. We never understood what the Namibian economy need from an economist. We never understood what the Namibian entrepreneurs need from economists. We never understood the scope of work. The scope of work which is available for economists in Namibia. So in your first year, the basic you need to do is understand the Namibian economy. That, and if you are going to do economics, what value are you going to add? Because people are confusing us with accountants. People are confusing us with analysts, I mean, chartered analysts and things like that. And you have to distinguish yourself again. Like, what are you going to add? What value are you going to add if you study economists? Do Namibian people need economists? Do Namibian companies need economists? Or why are economists finding it difficult to find jobs in Namibia? And once you answer that question, once we answer that question at the highest level, we will not have economists at home. And once we understand also the structure of the Namibian economy, where is Namibia? Like, what is needed in Namibia? As an economist, what are you going to do? Because I failed to do that. So I spent my 3 years or 4 years struggling to get the job, crying and sobbing and blah, blah. Then just to get to this realization that, as an economist, why are you struggling to get a job? Because you suppose you were being taught to understand the economy, right? And if you were taught to understand the economy, why are you struggling to find your way in an economy that you learned about? Then I come to the realization that actually they were not teaching me anything about the Namibian economy. They were not telling me anything about the Namibian economy. And I want to make this one clear to all young economists or whoever starting economics. When you come to the Namibian economy, you have to study it on your own. Because none of the books that they are going to refer you are going to talk about Namibia. No. So that's why when you are going to leave your degree, you are now coming to the reality that the Namibian economy is a different one. It's nothing about what you have read. It's nothing about what they've written in the books. The monetary theory does not apply or does not work like that. The aggregated demand does not work like that. The private sector is not so big as they say. The market is not so efficient as they say. So you need to understand these basics before you fill your head with all these theories in the economic books. Before you debate about international trade. Because international trade is so beautiful. I think I wish I could have focused more on international trade. It's one of the most beautiful subjects. And actually, it's one or some of those theories are still being applied today. Some of them. And actually, with the African Continental Free Trade Area, it's even very important for you to understand the international trade matters. But guess what in the international trade matters? They don't mention African trade. They don't mention African trade dynamics. They don't. So now you will be studying international trade and international theories and come to Africa and come up with your own theories. Unfortunately. So now you have to understand that what you're going to learn in those textbooks says nothing about you. So, in your excitement to study economics, I'm saying this again, and I'm going to keep repeating this and repeating this. They are not going to teach you about the Namibian economy. Maybe if you're lucky, you get a lecture will get to give you some case study, an example of the Namibian economy. You get lucky. So that is the weakness about the economic degree. I don't know, maybe now it has been probably 15 years I went to school. Maybe they have revamped it. But I know all the books. I know all the books that we have used in studying economics. They were not written by Namibian. They were not about the Namibian economy. And the examples are all about Britain, about American, about others. They were not nothing about Namibia, about Africa. Maybe, yes, mostly about South Africa. South Africa play a dominant role in our economic literature. So meaning that you will study your economic degree. Then once you are done, you come back to study Namibian economy. And that's why now it became a problematic a bit for many economists. For many economists, when they graduate, understanding now the Namibian economy, understanding, and I'm talking about properly understanding the Namibian economy, not just for the sake of thing as an economist. No, I'm saying understanding the Namibian economy, understanding the Namibian market dynamics and the structure of the Namibian economy, because it's going to be crucial, you as an economist, what value are you going to add? What are you going to do as an economist in the Namibian context? Because in a developed world, economists are very, very important people. I've realized that. So that's why it was so painful for me when I graduated to see here people don't have no regard for economists. So I was shocked, like in movies, because I love financial movies. As I read companies, as I read financial news, this economist. Then I graduated, then you get to all your 200 applications get to be rejected. And like, so the Namibian economy doesn't like economists or what? I got to get to such a point asking such questions like, so here in Namibia, they don't need economists or what? Oh, why am I being rejected so much? So those are some of my learning lessons that you have to understand that what does Namibia want in an economist? So as a first year, and I'm saying this again, as a first year economist, there are so many things that you have to learn on your own. Because the degree is not structured for you to be sent in the Namibian economy or in African economy. And that is the weakness about our economic degrees. And that's why I'm saying now, maybe I'm referring to the 15 years back when I was in school. I was not being prepared, the economist degree did not prepare me to go in an African economy or to go in the Namibian economy. Because if they were preparing me to take over the African economy or to go participate in the African economy, they would talk about Africa. The case study would be about Africa. I do not know about now, perhaps your new lectures, whoever is going to teach you, they will give you case studies about African economy. They will talk about the Namibian economy so that when I leave the degree, I'm aware of what the Namibian economy is all about. That did not happen. And again, another key thing is that you have to study economics with an open mind. Because once you study economics with a closed mind, then you will find it very difficult to go apply economics when they reject you to become an economist. There are a few economist jobs in Namibia. I'm just going to say that because our economy is so small, there are a few economist jobs. And again, our economic structure does not recognize, or perhaps for this one is just a hypothesis that I'm developing. We perhaps do not understand the value of an economist to have an economist in our team. Because one of the suggestions that I have that every company needs an economist. Every company needs an economist. But if the people that are running the economy do not understand the value of an economist, it means you economic students are going to suffer when you come. So that's why my advice is for you to study economics with an open mind to see where can you apply economics. That is one of the most key things for you as a first year entering the economics degree. For you to have an open mind to go see where will you apply economics. Because if you don't, you are going to leave that economics degree and come cry and go do education like most of my colleagues did. Most of my colleagues, they've changed their courses. They went to study education. Most of them, they moved. And it's because we were not having an open mind to understand How can we apply economics? What can I do with economics? So these are the basic for you that you have to look at that. As you study economics, you are paying attention that what can I go do with this economics? Because unlike accounting, those guys are studying what they do now. Like the books, the financial books are exactly as they are in their modules and when they come here. And that is not the same thing for economists. Beautiful people. So young, as a young person, I'm saying this, you have really, really to open your mind, like literally. You have to go in this economic degree. I want you to poke hole in your head so that when you enter that class, your head is different holes that you can actually get that information in a different approach. Because when you're going to leave the degree, you will get to understand what I mean, that you are going to apply. You are going to find a different field that you want to go. So that you don't leave the degree as to go become an employee. If you leave the degree to go become an economist, I'm going to tell you this. Unless you are going to go to South Africa, where the economy is so big. Because I'm sure they need a lot of economists there. But if you are going to come with that mindset as an economist to get a job of economist in Namibia, I'm going to say good luck. So you have to leave the degree with an understanding that with this economic knowledge that they've been giving me, I'm going to apply to become this. Like literally, you are studying economics not to go become an economist. No. I'm telling you this. You are studying economics not to go become an economist. Like in the Namibian context, you are not going to look for economist job. No. So learn economics to go become something else. To go applied, to go fit in spaces. Because there are no vacancies for economists in Namibia. And it's not a curse or it's not something. I'm just telling you that. So that is the most important thing. I want you to have an open mind as you end that lecture hall one, lecture hall two. Go study in economics to go become whatever in the Namibian economy. I'm saying whatever in the Namibian economy. Because you are going to go into places where you are going to conduct even evaluation for a project. You are going to be a monitoring and evaluation person. You are going to analyze debt. You are going to become a researcher. You are going to become a stockbroker. You are going to do cost and benefit analysis. You are going to go in the unlisted space, investment space. So all I'm saying is this, and these things are not covered in the way that they are coming out now in this world. So now we are learning our own how to be a stockbroker. We are now learning on our own how to value companies, how to do project management. So you should have an open mind and avoid those long theories. Because I'm telling you, we don't care about who is Milton Friedman here. We don't care about who is Keynes. We don't care about who is Adam Smith. We don't. And another critical thing is that data, my G, while you're in your first year, play already around with Excel. Play already around with SPSS. Play already around with Starter. Play already around with any tool that deal with data. Start manipulating data already. Start already observing trends and patterns and right analysis, because that is it. That is the only thing that matters. As an economist, the only thing that you have better than anybody is that you understand the economic dynamics. Not the economic theories, no, the economic dynamics, the market. And where will you get such information? It's from statistics. So in your first year, start already playing around, because that is the only edge you're going to have. And if you can play around with Excel, if you can play around, then you're okay. Then you are sorted. Because that is what matters.
Yes, and yes, as a first year, as an economist or a potential economist, I want you to read wildly. Like literally read. Because this is now my support to say that they are not telling us or teaching us about ourselves, about our market, the Namibian market. So the only way for you to know the Namibian market is for you to read on your own. So read what is happening in the Namibian economy and start to put those things together. Otherwise, you're going to leave a class of economics or a degree of economics without understanding the Namibian economy. And that's why if you listen to so many of our commentators when we are analyzing debt in Namibia, when you're analyzing the Namibian economy, you will see that we only tend to focus on few things. That is it. If you listen to most of the people analyzing the Namibian economy, you are able to pick that they're almost analyzing the same thing. You might not even get, is the Namibian economy growing or not? Because you have the banking statistics that are saying this. You have the private sector credit extension saying that. Then you have the Namibian statistics saying this. Then you have the Bank of Namibia. You know, there is so much contradiction about the Namibian economy. And that is something you as an economist, as a potential economist. These are the things now that you as the crop, the new crop of economists. This is something that I want you to come solve. Like, is the Namibian economy growing or not? And this growth, is it a statistical growth or is it a really impactful growth? Because even now we are debating if foreign direct investment are good for us or they are not. But nobody's able to give us the good information. Because when you are there studying economics, there is nothing about that in economic theories about true evaluation of foreign direct investment. Economics theories glorify foreign direct investment. And perhaps in their shallow or perhaps in their basis is to say they meant well. So you now have to be careful of what economic theory glorify and what is happening on the practical ground. So that's why I say you have to keep reading. You have to keep doing the observation. Because you're going to leave the degree with the same mindset that, guys, we should attract foreign direct investment. Because that is what we failed. Because in the theory, they are glorifying that. But on the practical ground, our lectures failed to give us such good case studies that evaluate the significance and the impact of foreign direct investment in Namibia. And how this foreign direct investment comes in Africa, in Namibia. The economic degree failed to do that. Or perhaps I failed to understand it. So now, as you're in your first year, this is the basic thing. For you to grasp economics very well, you needed to open your mind right now. You needed to wake up right, not in your second or third year. Otherwise, you'll be left behind. As I said, economics is supposed to be applied. Economics is supposed to be studied after you have a first degree. Because you get to be exposed to a certain sector. And once you add economics, I think it becomes so beautiful because now you are enlightened. And you can just start applying and interpreting things differently. But for you, you came from grade 12. With your basic understanding of elasticity and the calculation of taxes and your demand and supply theories. Yeah, ne? Now. No. And the gap between your economics in grade 12 and the economy that you are going to find is not, there is a big gap, but the theory of demand and supply is still the same. It just strengthened. But for you to grasp it better, to come and apply it in the Namibian context, you needed to wake up in your first year. Because if you're going to study economics and you are still asleep in your first year and your second year, you are only going to open up in the fourth year. When you are doing your research, is when you are going to realize, like, oh, this is economics. So you literally need to start in your first year. It's very, very important. And please, please start your analysis already. Start already playing around with data. Start already understanding and utilizing Excel. Start already studying what is in Namibia and how valuable is an economist in Namibia. Otherwise, you will leave that degree without not even knowing, what am I going to do? Why did I study this degree? If in Namibia they want teachers, if in Namibia they only want nurses, and you are going to face now that reality that they don't want economists in Namibia. They only want teachers and accountants. But if you open your mind now and accumulate economic knowledge in a different format compared to what we did, you'll be one of the most valuable person in Namibian economy. Because you can move anywhere. You can move anywhere with your economics knowledge. You will be so enlightened and your foundation is just going to be so good. You can go any direction. You can be going an agriculturalist. You can go even in the police force. Because once you accumulate the economic teaching and economic knowledge, when you are awake, I think you come and do better. So that's why it's very important for you if you're studying economics. You need to be awakened by all means in your first year. It will be the best thing that you can do to yourself. And another key thing is that to you as in your first year studying economics, there are no economists out there to talk to you. I was privileged enough, but that took again time. So I didn't know any economist. I finished knowing only one guy, one man. I think he was an economist at FNB, but I never got into contact with him. I never met him physically or in person. I never did. So, for now, I think there are economists, there are people that are available, and I think there are economists that are quite reachable, maybe for those who are trying, even though they might be busy with their work, maybe for you to just to ask them on the direction that you can take when it comes to economics, because there are so many beautiful people. I mean, there are so many beautiful work being done by economists, and as they diversify, because even when at FNB, this Namene Khalil, I think, is an economist, and when he started doing the housing, you know, it was so beautiful to see how he used his economics to portray or to give us the message about housing, you know. And like when we were growing up, like we thought like the housing matter have nothing to do with economics, you know, the housing is just for the property developers. So as you learn economics, as you open your mind to economics, you get to understand how economics is being applied on different fields. Like literally on agriculture, on housing. Like and if we could actually listen to economists on the housing case, especially for the Namibian case, I think we could have solved our housing crisis. I mean, we can solve our housing crisis. If we can actually just use economics to look at the data, to look at the affordability, and to like some of the work that is being done by First Capital on housing, you get to understand your value as an economist and what you can contribute to different sectors. And that's what I'm saying, that studying economics is something which is good, but if it was up to me, I will not want you first years. I mean, you straight from grade 12 to go study economics. I will not suggest that. I want you to do something, then add economics. Because for me, economics is the lens of how we look at the economy. Because once you understand a certain sector and you add economics, I think it will be one of the most beautiful things that you, a combination that you'll have. So that's why I'm saying, because now, yes, we are being advised by our parents straight from school to go study. And you now chose to go study economics. Ugh. Yeah, ne? And I don't want you to realize some of these things too late. And I don't want you to realize some of these things too late. Like what I said, for accounting is so easier. For accounting is so, I don't want to say it's easier, but most of the things that they learn about the books, about the financial books, they literally go jump onto it. But when it comes to economics, you are being taught about the world. You are being taught history. You know, you are going to be taught about the theories that were made in the 1970s and the 1960s. Imagine that. Then after they do that and tell you about the market and whatever, then they say, now go and get a job or become somebody. So you're being taught about the agriculture sector, you're being taught about the mining sector, you are being taught about everything. Then they say, now go, you are ready. After filling you with the theories and calculating GDP and calculating all these, then they say, now go, you are ready. That's why that component of statistics and econometrics is the most critical component. Because now we have two economists, we have the theorist. And we have the practical ones who are running the data, the statistic, and the econometrics. And for you to position yourself well, I want you to have both. Understand the theories and the market dynamics and how they work, and also be able to utilize the statistical things or statistical softwares and econometrics to test your theories. Once you have that combination, you'll be one of the best economists. Because now there is us who understand the market dynamics, but our strength in statistical analysis, especially the practical and econometrics analysis, we are not that strong. And I wish somebody could have told us, or somebody could have advised me, that the most important thing in economics is your softwares to run and to test the data. I could have fought with my lectures so that when we were learning EVU, it's supposed to be more about EVU, but we only learned EVU once. And actually, to realize that in the practical world, they do not even use EVU. They are using Excel, SPSS, and others. So I will tell you now, while in your first year, to say, I want you to ask your lectures while in your first year to introduce you to the softwares that deal with data. You should start running numbers already. Not to go taught once SPSS once in your third year when you are going to do your research. Because in our time, unfortunately, we only started asking questions about the softwares to run data and to run analysis when we were being introduced to research methodology. And it was too late, because we're supposed actually to start in our first year to utilize statistical software. But it was not done like that. We were not awakened to such an extent. But now you are lucky. You guys are getting access to certain people who can tell you, how should you study economics? What settings do you need? And I want you to do it in your first year. So you demand from the university, wherever you are studying your economics, that please, the software package should already come. The practicality of economics should already be there. You should already start doing analysis in your first year, combining the theories and the statistical side of things. So we have to. And I'm saying that we have to understand that being an economist in the Namibian economy, in the Namibian context, might be different from the economist that you watch on TV or news. Because giving commentary about how the economy is performing, I'm telling you, it does not pay. And I've been doing it for the past 2 years. I give commentary to radios and others and to news, but it doesn't pay. So you will get to see economists there making comments and being interviewed. They are not getting paid for that. So don't go study economy to that. I want to be a commentator. There is no such, unless maybe you're going to be an internal analyst of a certain radio, a certain newspaper. So I just want also to debunk that the economists you see on TV in the Namibian context, the value and the utilization of economists in the Namibian context is a bit different, beyond the commentaries that they make on radio. So you need to know that and debunk that. Yeah, I think these guys have money, they are just making comments all the time. No, it's not. So you need to understand that, what does an economist do in the Namibian context? And as an economist in the Namibian context, looking at our SME, looking at our entrepreneurship development, what can I do? What can I do? How can I go participate? Especially at the SME level, there is a huge gap at the SME level, at the entrepreneurship level. But guess what? Our SMEs and our entrepreneurs, they do not value what you do as an economist. So you are now going to actually struggle to convince that you as an entrepreneur, you need me. I just want to warn you about that while you're in your first year, so you understand that. Because I approach entrepreneurs that, let me do this for you, let me do that work for you. And they hesitate, unless, for in Namibian case, entrepreneurs, they only want to listen to accountant who's going to tell them about their financial, like, yeah, you know. But they do not know the work of an economist. So while you are there in your first year, I want you to understand what you're going to face, that entrepreneurs in Namibia, they do not know the value of an economist. Unfortunately, and that's why you see many economists struggling to get jobs. It's not because they study something bad. No, it's just because the people who are running businesses in here, they do not understand your value and what you can add. So actually, you are going to be the one bulldozing and running around presenting your case that, guys, I have an economics degree, and this is what it can do for you. So that's why it's so much key for you to learn what can you do as an economist in the Namibian context. So it's now up to you as a young or a potential economist to understand the dynamics, to understand the career path. And I don't want to call them career path. I just wanna let me just say that you as an economist, if once you get to going in your second and the third year, and once you open yourself up to accumulate and to take the teaching of economics in the way that they're supposed to be taken, the doors to different things are going to open up. And I got to learn this so late. Now I'm expanding myself. Now I'm fitting myself. Now I'm going in different directions. As an economist, I think the opportunities are quite endless in the Namibian economy. The only problem is just that the people do not know what economists do. That is the only weakness now which exists. People do not know what economists do. So that is the only shortcoming which we are going to face as an economist or somebody who studied economics. It means you are the one who are going to bulldoze and show them what does economists do? What can an economist add to my enterprise or to my project? Why should I have an economist? Beautiful people. So that is the main important component of you to know when you are going to, or in your journey of becoming or studying economics. That is the only key thing. Because once you do it means you, when you're coming into this economy, if you're going to operate within the Namibian economy, it's going to be you showing your value to enterprises or to policymakers. Because I do even remember a politician saying economists, they talk too much. Because in many cases, when it comes to the interpretation of certain things, it's always economists that are being called to say, give us comment, give us this, what does this mean? So, and I think many of you are studying economists looking at that. And I'm saying that that is not the only thing you go do as an economist. The opportunities are quite endless, but it's just that you are the one who are going to force yourself. You are the one who's going to force yourself. You are the one who's going to explain it. You are the one who are going to make people realize that they need you, they need your presence. They need what you know. So beautiful people. And I'm gonna go back again to another point. Now, for you to be able to do that, to tell people what you are capable of, You need now to study economics with an open mind. You need now to unlearn that you want to be an economist. You need now to unlearn that, because you need to accumulate the knowledge, the theories, and the understanding of data, so you can come and apply. And you can apply it anywhere. And yes, and I'm not going to say be a rebel when you're going to going to class. I'm just saying that you need to demand. You need to demand from your lectures to talk more about the Namibian economy, to talk more about the African economy. Otherwise, you're going to accumulate all those international trade theories and financial theories about the market. And they don't tell you about the Namibian Stock Exchange, how small it is, what is happening there. They're going to tell you about the efficiency of the market and how it's supposed to be efficient. Then you come that in Namibia, what is important is procurement. Then how does economics fit with procurement? And this is the biggest component. What value, you as an economist, can you add to our procurement department? Then you'll be like, no, but I did economics. But once you understand what is a big deal, what is so important about procurement, and what can you add to make our bid more competitive, because you're an economist, right? So that's what I'm saying, that you go and start the economics with such a mindset, and again, with an understanding of what is happening in the Namibian economy. Go start economics with an understanding that Namibia is discovering oil. How do I apply economics to these new sectors and these new industries? So you really, 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 the most important thing that you're going to do, that you're going to do is this. Go and study economics, but first, know which country you are. Know which country you are and what is happening. This is the most important thing. By the time you go to your second year, you understand the Namibian economy. So it's not that I want to promote Robin Shebon book or anything, but you have to buy it. You have to understand the structure of the Namibian economy. So that I want to do economics in a different approach. I want you to go in that economic class with an understanding of who you are, of your village where you're going to operate. Because if you go in that economic class, I'm telling you, you are going to come back to study Namibian economy. You are going to come back from that class with your economics and theories and the books that you have read, but you have no idea about the Namibian economy. So this whole session is just to enlighten you and to make you aware that let us change the approach. I want you to change the approach of studying economics. Go in that class understanding first, who are you? And when I mean who are you, it's to you to understand your village. Your village is Namibia. I want you to understand what is happening in Zambezi, because I was in Oshakati and I was looking for an economist just to interpret what the SOE games did for Oshakati and Ongwediva. And I can't find any. All the economists are in Windhoek. So you see, it's the understanding of the value of economist. Like almost every small town, every village need an economist. But until the people that are in certain economic structure of power understand that, we are going to struggle. So that's why now I'm saying that you are going to face the difficulties of convincing that you what you know is valuable. So that's what I'm saying. If you study economics without understanding the village where you are coming from and what is happening in Namibia, what's happening in Africa, you are going to be taught about a world that you do not know. They're going to tell you about Silicon Valley. They're going to tell you about the German Stock Exchange and the American Stock Exchange, and no mentioning of the Namibian Stock Exchange. You will leave that degree without even knowing how many companies are listed on the Namibian Stock Exchange. You're going to leave that degree without even understanding the unlisted and the listed space in Namibia. So that's what I'm saying. You as a fresh graduate from grade 12, if it was up to me, I would tell you, not to go study economics from the go from grade 12. No, I will not advise you to do that. But since I do not have that power, you're listening to your parent, and it's okay. I'm going to tell you that I want you to flip it. Spend some time. Just even spend some time just following, what do economists do? What is this Namibia economy all about? What is happening within Africa, within Namibia? Where are we making the border post to be 24 hours? What's up with this FTA that they are talking about? What is all these customs? Because I do not understand, even in the national trade union learning, we didn't talk so much about customs. We didn't. So that's why now we are here. And guess what? Do you know how long it took us to even negotiate the EU-EPA deal? So all these are the dynamic for you as a young person who want to study economics, to understand it before you go in that class of economics. And I'm not saying to understand them so you become a pro. I'm just saying that you have to position yourself to go take economics very well, to go assimilate it very well. Understand your village dynamics. That is Namibia. That yet the Namibian government is the biggest. And our GDP, real GDP, is struggling to reach a 200 billion mark. And understand that our monetary policy are the powers to South Africa. You have to understand these basics. You have to start with those basics. So that when you get into that classroom, the way you are going to receive economics is going to be different from the way I received economics. You will be more enlightened. And that's why when we even talk about the peg, when we even talk about the peg, removing the peg from, removing the peg, the conversation is not quite so strong or rich. Now, we have the conservatives, we have those one who believe in, but we do not have such a wider perspective from independent economists. Because this economist never evaluated that peg in that economic class. And if in your economic class you do not even evaluate and go deeper on that common monetary area, not that 1997 theory that is in there, I want you to talk the CMA using the Namibian example in your classroom. Otherwise, we will never have a proper conversation about the peg in Namibia. If it's dominated by the Bank of Namibia, if it's dominated by the Ministry of Finance, those two are going to speak from a different angle because they're in charge of the structure. But for us, as supposed to be now well-informed economists and well-guided economists, is to be on this side and to say, we are observing and it's not working. But such a conversation is not happening because I do believe that our economics in the classroom, they are not evaluating these case studies, the real case studies. And that's what I'm saying. And I'm suggesting to you as a first year economist that you have more work to do if you are going to operate in the Namibian economy. If you want to position yourself to be a better economist, if you are now in terms of being a better economist, you have a lot more to work on yourself. Because the books that they are going to refer you, they are not about Namibia. And that is the weakness that is there. So you have to buy yourself that book that I've spoken about so you can understand the structure of the Namibian economy. So you can understand the contribution of the fishing sector, the contribution of the mines, the labor matters, the financial sector. Because none of those are going to be spoken in your economic class unless you are really, really lucky. Because when we're learning about the monetary theories, I never linked it to the peg at all. I never linked it in that classroom. And I do not want you to leave the classroom without assessing. This is supposed to be actually just a task, assessing the CMA. That is it. Assessing and going to visit the Namibian Stock Exchange and understanding it is supposed to be part of the financial class. Beautiful people. Yes, I know, right? So studying economics now is supposed to be more difficult compared to back then. Because you are tasked to know about every sector. Like literally to have insight, to look at the data, to look at the trends and the patterns so you give insight. And that in a nutshell is supposed to position you to fit anywhere. But if you do not know the trade dynamics of your country, you are going to be a very useless economist in Namibia. And that's why now we have to add a module. And I think there was something about the Namibian, excuse me, about the Namibian economy in our class. I think there was something about that. And also there was, I think, public economics. Yeah, I think there was a public economics. Yeah, I think that is Dr. Omu, something like that. But if you look at the theories now in those public economics, the theories, and you look at the structure of the Namibian, of the public finance and our government, it was just not so interrogated the way that I will leave the class and now comment so well on the Namibian public matters and public finance and public governance. I just think it was not. So now it's up to you as a student to understand the Namibian public matters. Because the government is one of the biggest components. In the Namibian case, the Namibian government plays such a key role in our economy, unlike other economies. So you know, understanding public finance and public economics is going to be quite useful for you as an economist. While you are in your first year, I want you to understand those things. Otherwise, you will be some of these people that are commenting on our public finance, and all of them, they just sound the same. There is just nothing new. There's just nothing different. And I'm not saying I'm better or they are not do. I just think there is so much that we can do, that we can analyze, that we can talk about when it comes to our public finance. And that's why it's so very difficult for government actually to step up and defend themselves. To say, no, we are borrowing, but we are doing well. But if we can strengthen our public economics, like literally the theories, it's supposed to be a case study module even for me. Not so much theory. So we understand the Namibian public finance and the governance structure, so that when these young economists leave, they understand our matters very well. But now, unfortunately, you as a student in your first year, these are the things that you have to learn on your own, so that you are going to assimilate and take up economics very well. I know you want tips, right? Like, yeah, move this. I don't have those tips. I unfortunately do not have those tips. But I'm just giving you an overview and a bigger picture to say, I do not want you to finish your economic degrees and be like some of us who finish and we could not find jobs. I think that is because we were not enlightened enough. And when it comes to economics, you're supposed to take it and get enlightened. Once you get economically enlightened, you will not struggle like us to get jobs. Because you understood the economy. You're supposed to understand it, to understand it. And you're supposed to maneuver around. Because what are you going to advise people about if you yourself cannot even see opportunity in the economy that you were studying about? That is the irony. Like, we're now going to have economists who are also looking for jobs, who are crying like we were crying. But these are the people who studied economy. They're supposed to know better. So now, to avoid it, that's what I'm saying. While you're in your first year, already just start blossoming. Be like a flower that received rain and it just start already blossoming. So just open yourself up to this teaching, and don't take it to be an economist. Don't take this theory and these classes because you want to be an economist. You are going to fail, my G. Not failing the test, no. Because these people are going to teach you about the income identity and you're like, okay, cool, so what is this? While you're supposed not to take that income identity and come and apply it. Because it's an equation. And it's our job to look at that equation, that how do we fix this equation when our economy is not performing? How do we fix this equation when young people are not getting jobs? We're supposed to give solutions. Because we are looking at the data flow. It's like we are telecommunication engineers and we are looking at the data flow, things like that. And we are able to see that the data is not flowing because of this and this and this. But if you go into the classroom with a closed mind, you are going to leave that class and struggle to get a job because you are not enlightened. You were not studying economics at all. Because once you study economics, you'll be enlightened. And you will leave enlightened. And when you are enlightened economically, you are now coming to present yourself to the economy to say, this is my value. I can now go to Zambezi. I don't have to be in Windhoek. I can go to Zambezi as an economist and set up my consultant, assisting the small fisherman or whatever. Or I can now go to Rundu and work with the agriculture sector there. But now, we are all in Windhoek because we are looking for jobs in banks and other, because we were taught economics in such a manner to go find jobs. Rather than we're supposed to be dropped in an economy, like our economy is so small, nice. And it needs more economists to work with our small entrepreneurs, to work with all these projects so that we build the economy that we want. But unfortunately, we were not studying the Namibian economy. That's why nobody wonders. We do not know anything about the Namibian economy. Because once you know the Namibian economy and you put together the theories and you look at the data, then you can come now some empirical data. I mean, studies to assist the Namibian economy grow. But unfortunately, we were not molded in such a way. And that's why now companies are making it a choice to have an economist or not. But they're supposed to have an economist. So now it's up to you in your first year to open yourself up to take economic knowledge in a different manner. Not to go be an economist. No, you are learning to be a doctor for the economy. Once you take that information as a doctor who is coming to doctorate or whatever you're going to call the economy, and from anywhere, you will be a better economist. Because you can become anything. You understood the Namibian economy, which is the fishing sector, the mining sector, the vehicle sector. So meaning you can fit anywhere. Beautiful people. So you have to be enlightened in such a way and receive economic teaching in such a way. And I don't want you to realize this after your degree. You need to realize it now in your first year. So I don't have tips. My important component, just how you take that economic teaching will assist you to be, or will define what type of an economist are you. Because my colleagues now somewhere, they are in the Bank of Namibia somewhere, you know, at the payment, at whatever. But back then, everyone was just saying that Bank of Namibia was the only one who's supposed to take economist. And I disagree. I disagree to the highest level. Every company needs an economist. Every company needs an economist. But are the economists ready? Were they trained to work anywhere? To provide insight anywhere? In a package, because where you package in such a way that you can now become a researcher, you can now become a statistician, you are now an economic development planner, you are now analyzing the payment systems. Where you package in such a way, how you are going to be packaged at the end of the day, it depends on how you are taking economics in from your first year. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. So we have to move differently. And you as a student in your first year, as I said, I wish you didn't go for economics as your first degree. I wish it could be a complementary degree. Because you understand the sector better. You are just adding economics so you can view it in different lenses. Because economics is the view, is the lenses that we look at the economy. And everyone needs such lenses. Every company needs such lenses. And every company needs that lens. Beautiful people. And now you, as you graduate, you are going now to convince individuals, policymakers and politicians, that I am going to be your lens into the economy. I am going to be your lens. I'm going to be the way you zoom in and zoom out on the economy. So hire me. Not this thing we're told, no, it's only Bank of Namibia. No. Every company, every sector, every village need an economist. But the way you package yourself at the end of your fourth year will determine if you're going to be valuable or not. So study your village right now and then start learning the economic theories and the data analysis. I hope I have emphasized. I hope I have made sense. I hope, yeah. And if I didn't, then I'll come back again. I'll come back again and try again. So my dedication today was to those that are studying economists, especially on their first year, how will they approach this degree? And I'm saying you are studying economics to be enlightened. You are studying economy so you become the lenses of any company or individual, how they look at the economy, how they look at the population, combining all the variables, population, social, everything. You are that guy who is going to combine all those factors and provide insight to your company, to that project, to the policymakers. But if you do not know your village, your economy is going to be very quite useless. So with that, colleagues, thank you so much for choosing us today. For those that were listening via the website, thank you for using your data. For those that have downloaded the app, the Eagle FM app, thank you. It's now working perfectly for Android and also for iPhones. And for those that are tuning on via the traditional stereo, thank you so much for choosing our frequency. And write to us, call, correct us. We are willing to do better. The Village newspaper is also out. It is economic news. Go read, go enlightened, and go hear about what is happening in the main economy, what is happening in the leadership level in terms of governance. That is why we are here for you. And with that, thank you so much for choosing us this Friday. Take care and get ready for Uncle Fly to enlighten us more. Have a very good night.